gonna call the meeting of the Town of Discover Bay Community Service Districts to order. Would you join Director Leek in the pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
All right. Just so I can verify that we have, this is a teleconference. Do we have some public on the teleconference line?
At this moment, Chair, we do not have any public present online. In fact, the only three people that are present are the board, general counsel, and the engineer.
All right, thank you very much. At this moment, I'm gonna ask for public comments. If the public does join us, if you will let us know, I'll afford them some time if it's appropriate. With that, I'm gonna close public comment. With that, I'm closing public comment, and I'm gonna go to the consent calendar. Do any of the members wanna remove anything from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there any additional comments?
I would move the consent calendar.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we don't have any present.
Chair, please.
Yes.
Chair, please, we have one member of the public, we have one member of the public just show up, so if you want to ask for public comment now, be appropriate.
Public comment has been open and closed, but I'll afford who's ever in the public if they wanna have a comment, afford them that opportunity. Seeing none, I'm gonna close public comment. That's the end of that opportunity. With that, we'll move on to monthly water wastewater report. Mr. Burney.
See, that's what my head would be like if I did it myself.
Oh, the month of April. Staff changes are slightly practicing, working 4,000 days, not completely. Did combine spaces with staff. All monthly and quarterly reports were submitted on time to the water and the water board and the wastewater board. In the month of April, we produced a little over 70 million gallons. You can tell our production is starting to go up as the weather starts to change, more sprinklers are moving. All back feed were non-detect. Water production still maintains the same curve. One down, back up. 30% reduction compared to 2013 on water conservation. On wastewater, plants run very well. You can tell we're well below our limits. Non-detect, produce good quality effluent. And you can see now with our new permit on connectivity, we're well below our limit now. So that's a good thing. On lift stations, all running, 42 bay coming in. Staff continues to assess the sewers, work orders. Staff continues to do that. They've had plenty of time now that we've been able to just stay in place. We've been able to actually get our backlog down to zero.
Wow.
In April.
In both?
So we didn't start any new things, so we got everything up, caught up, start over. And four call outs. And I just wanted to say thank you for 9 years of letting me come to the board and present what was going on to the board and be a part of it. And I really appreciate all your support over the years. I hate to go, but family calls and it's time for us to go home. But I wanted to thank all y'all's support over the years. I really appreciate it. It's really meant a lot. This has been our home, but we all looking forward to going back to Indiana.
Well, we certainly appreciate all the effort that you put in to your job and the diligence that you paid to this community. People don't know who you are behind the scenes making all this function work, but we certainly appreciate your efforts. And we're very sad but joyous to see you go. You're making a family decision. You have to do that.
When I moved here, I wanted to be part of the community so I could be a part, help things grow. And grown a lot, and I can say that basically over the years we've got to the point where you're a self-sufficient utility now. We've got to that point where you can do everything in-house with in-house staff and with the OSL currently. And basically it's one of those, I was kind of working my way out of a job over the years, and we're to the point where it takes care of itself. We got good people and good town staff, and everything runs very smoothly right now.
Is this your last meeting?
No, I'll be back to the, on the third meeting.
So, am I to believe it took you 9 years to get the work order backlog down the
Yeah. It took a virus to come in.
It's just in time.
But we got that.
Good job.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Bernie.
Mr. Chair, would you mind if I said something? This is Rod Atterbury.
Yeah, I can recognize your voice, so please go ahead.
Thanks. Just in case things change and I'm not at the next meeting or Bernie's not at the next meeting, other than Kevin Graves and maybe some staff there, I think I've worked with Bernie probably the longest, and you will be missed, man. Good luck in your future adventures, but it's been a pleasure working with you, and you've been easy to negotiate with and figure things out with and deal with all of the water issues that we have. So it's been a pleasure. You will be missed, and I'm not sure that you've got somebody that can fill your shoes, but Bernie, I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure. So, Mr. Chair, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And I wanted to thank you also, Rod. Over the years, I know we haven't spoken much, and we have when there's been occasions when we've negotiated or have some issues rose up, but was able to support each other and come to agreement when we didn't agree. But I appreciate your support over the years, and it was enjoyable working with you and working these details out to make everything better. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. With that, we're now going to go on to business item G1. I'll turn that over to staff.
Yes, every 5 years, the water utilities are required to prepare an urban water management plan. And every 5 years, this plan becomes more complex. It has a lot of working parts to it. And so what we have before you on this item is to approve a contract with Ludorf and Scalmanini, our water engineers, to prepare the 2020 Urban Water Management Plan, which they will do so in an amount not to exceed $40,000. I do have Justin from the engineering company on the line to answer any questions.
Does any of the board members have some questions about the plan?
Just one question, Justin. It's Bob Lee. Will you be leading this project?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for the question. Yes, it would be me directly involved. I have a team that works with me in preparing urban water management plans. We've been paying close attention to the regulations and plan to assist several clients with these plans. So the team that would be working with me are the ones that are working on other urban water management plans as well. I spearheaded and authored the previous two that the Town of Discovery Bay has adopted in the previous 5-year cycles, 2010 and 2015. So I'm very well acquainted with what's required in completing these. There'll be essentially three people that in our team that's working on the urban water management plans that we're undertaking this year.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any public comment? Hearing no response on the teleconference, and the public is not with us here in the building, I'll close public comment and bring back the board for any discussion. Do we have any future discussion and or a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept a staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5 ayes, unanimous. With that, we're going to move to manager's report, finance manager presentation.
Turn this over to Julie.
Good evening. I'm going to sit here because I've got papers and I've got a bunch of stuff laid out here in case people have questions. Members of the board, I'm pleased to present to you the proposed budget for FY 2021. Before I start working through the budget and addressing specific questions, I want to give a quick overview. For FY 21, revenues for the district total $12.1 million. $11.1 million of that is for water and wastewater, and approximately $1 million is a combination of Zone 8 and 9. Total operating and maintenance, otherwise known as O&M, is $9.2 million. Proposed capital projects total $5.1 million. On page 48 of the budget book that's in front of you is the detailed listing of the capital projects. Breakdown of the capital spending. Water, we have a budget of $2.9 million for capital. Wastewater, $1.6. Zone 8, $550,000. And no capital projects for Zone 9. Headcount is remaining flat year over year. There's currently one unfilled position in water and wastewater. For FY19, there were staffing vacancies due to attrition and hiring delays. All positions are currently filled with the exception of the water wastewater role. Now, would you like me to go briefly through each budget and answer questions along the way?
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay, so let's start. Let's get into the guts. So if we all can turn to page 24, we'll start with the water services budget. And we'll start with the revenue. Revenue for next year is approximately $4.7 million. We've got the tax roll and the water usage. And then at the bottom down there for the 69K is the commercial water charge. Anybody have any questions on the revenue? Okay. All right, coming down to the expenditures. We have salary, insurance, and benefit expenses in the first five lines. All right. Any questions? Then come down to the board of comp and to travel. We'll go through all the lines here. So I'm going to take you down to the next slide. If you go to the next page, on page 25. And I'll use the account number on the side and go down to consulting services. It's account 20417271. Those are consulting services that we use. The majority of those charges are for Ludolph and Scalamini, along with the City of Brentwood for the GSA, the Groundwater Sustainability. Coming down to, I'll just use the last four numbers. 7272 is the Veolia contract that has a 2.5 CPI adjustment in it year over year. In any account, my battery died.
I'm back.
Any account, just an FYI, that has a any account in the description as in 7275 that says preventative and corrective slash V, the V stands for Veolia. And it's one of the accounts that it's all budgeted for them. All right, continuing down. I'm having no luck with the microphone. This one's dead too. I'll just talk loud. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, going down to 7406, general repairs, and keeping that flat to last year's budget of $300,000. Those are mostly JW Backo. And just a side note on JW Backo, when we do the repairs with JW Backo, instead of doing the small little repairs, we actually go and repair the line. So we're not we fix it so we're not going to have to go back in the next year. I worked with each one of the managers on these budgets, so Aaron had input in, and so did Bernie in both the water and wastewater. Continuing down to page 26, I'd like to bring the attention to account 7451, insurance, liability, and property. Unfortunately, we had a 39% increase year over year with SDRMA for our insurance, liability, and property.
Did they give us an explanation for that? We didn't have any claims, did we?
No. They did give us an explanation, and it was because we personally didn't have any claims, but other districts did have claims. They did suggest a way of reducing our rates was to lower our liability, but that's
why you have insurance.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't insurance. This is a pooled, shared cost arrangement.
Yeah.
So
yes.
The pool has a bad year, we have a bad year.
Yeah, I'd like it to go the other way one of these times.
And it does.
Next item to bring up, 7481. That's our PG&E costs. Increase those. I took an average of 18, 19, and where we're going for 19 and 20, and upped it to 460 a year. And I think that's about it, except for on page 27, you'll see that I have the debt service fees with the assumption that there'll be some new bonds over the next couple years. Those came right off the rate study that Allison provided. Any questions on water?
Julie, this is not only water, but water, wastewater. The assumptions in the rate study are all included in the budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we captured all those revenues and expenses.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I tied back to her numbers where I was close.
Yeah.
I was right on because I did it independently of what she did it.
Right.
So we came right in.
That's okay.
All right. We want to come down to the capital improvements. Do you want to look at capital as a whole, or do you just want to look at the big pictures?
Big picture.
This is the big picture here on page 28. It's just kind of like items are grouped together. Details are on page 48.
Well, it appears that 2011-70 water distribution this coming year looks like we're going to start tackling quite a few of those replacements.
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn to page 30 and we can work with wastewater. Again, as Bob alluded to, I used the rates and the rate study to calculate out the revenue. The only significant change I did in the revenue is I took down some of the connection fees and capacity fees. We just don't see a lot of those coming in this year and next. Again, for salary, we have the one position that's open, and we have budgeted all the employee benefits. Continuing on to page 31, again, I'd like to go down to account 7271, which is the consulting services. The consulting services is $180,000, and 100 of that is for Herwick Engineering. We have a couple small items, and we have Stantec in there for $20K. And then we have a miscellaneous line for about $40K because we do have some miscellaneous items that we need to get consultants on throughout the year. Account 7272 is the Veolia contract, again with a 2.5 CPI. Continuing down to 7406, general repairs, $100,000. That's almost 100%
of Veolia making repairs to the lift stations and such. Continuing on page 32. Oh, question? On page 32, cab 74, 16, the UV parts, those are the bulbs for the UV. And we haven't purchased any or very many this year. We have a big purchase going on right now. Going down to account 7451, insurance. Again, we have the increase. On the electricity, I left the electricity flat, as in last year's budget. Seems like we're going to go up to that. And turning on to page 33, again, the debt service, I have the new numbers in from Allison's rate study. And the capital improvements are below. Any questions on water or wastewater?
All the capital improvement projects you're showing here are the ones we discussed at the last finance committee.
Yes. And the details are on page 48. I've just kind of grouped them into
Yeah, no, that's
here.
Fine. Yeah, I just make sure there was no additions or deletions.
No. All right. If there are no questions, I'll go on to page 35, zone 8. All right, with zone 8, I want to go through the revenue a little bit. Again, we've got an increase for the 1% of the 1%, which is the $684,000, which is the property tax. And other revenue comes from the community center. We have lowered the amount of community center program revenue, and we're not exactly sure when it's going to open back up, but we got a more reasonable number of $40,000 for the year. Continuing down to interest income, $5,195. That is the interest on the note receivable from the Hoffman settlement. So we'll continue that. It'll be out for another couple years. Coming down to the rentals, $6,695. Those are the rentals of the community center, other parks, and such. One of the biggest is the running of the community center for our meetings. Giving us total revenue of $819,000. For 2021. Any questions on how we need the revenue? Okay. All right, let's go down to the expenditures. Again, these are the salary for the landscape crew, $175 for the year. Bill has gone through the salaries and the percentage allotment of his time. We have more salary time going to Zone 8 this year versus Zone 9. Than we had last year. So it's increased by $20,000, and that's just because there's some more work over in Zone 8 to do. That'll change to us as needs arise. He ends up working more in Zone 9, we'll charge it to Zone 9. Continuing down, I'd like to take you onto page 36, account 7440, facility maintenance landscape. We've reduced that versus last year's budget, and from $50,000 down to $30,000, we're not going to be as dependent. We're going to be using inside staff to do most of the work and not having to have as many contractors or independent firms come in. Continuing down, we've got the electricity on account 7481 and the water costs. For 7482, and again, that is for the general area of Zone 8 and the landscaping. Turn on to page 37. And that pretty much is the end of midway through the page. I'm going to start with the expenses that are to the community center. Account 8,000 is salary and wages. The assumption was made that there would be a pool open sometime end of May, beginning of June. That's the assumption that I did, and that it was a replacement pool. So we have some lifeguards. We know we have to bring them in a little early, and we'd have to train them, get them up to speed. Coming down to 8317, we have 15,000 in advertising. That's for our activity guide. It's the majority of that. And going over to page 38. Coming down on page 38, the insurance, I increased it by quite a bit, mainly because the pool is going to be there. And of course, the insurance liability is going to be more. So I went back and looked from the last year that we had the pool and then put some cost factors on that, plus the 39%, plus a couple other increases in there. So I think I'm pretty good there. We also increased our electricity over our current year usage, not too much for next year because it's only gonna be about a month of the pool. Again, we've increased the water. Actually, we had it the same as budgeted, but it's increased over usage because we do need to fill the pool. And we know we're gonna have some chemicals too, so that's what account 84 or 95. It's not very much this next year, but the next year I budgeted 12,000. Coming down to the bottom of the page, 8543, the program fees. That's just the sheriff cost, for example, for Zumba. You know, we keep 25, they get 75% of what we take in. And that rolls out Zone 8. Questions?
Just so I'm clear. So you've assumed that we're putting in a larger pool in all these estimates, is that correct?
No, a replacement pool, same size.
Great.
Same size. In most of the estimates, it was a little tough on doing that. We had to make some assumptions. Some of the assumptions that were made, we made that it was going to be the same size pool. We also believe it's going to be more efficient. It's not going to have the leaks. It's not going to have all the repairs. It better not have all the repairs. It's a brand new pool. So we need those assumptions. So we don't think we're going to have a lot of increase in utilities. We're assuming that the pumps and the heaters and all that are going to be more energy efficient. But I put a little wiggle room in the outer year. The first year, it's only going to be a month. So even if, you know, the PG&E bill is double what I thought, it's only 1 month. Okay. Looking into the capital for Zone 8, it's mainly one big thing, and that's the pool. We have 360,000 total in there for that. Any other questions on Zone 8?
One quick question on the grant from East Bay Regional Parks. Is that moving along?
Yes, we've just been approved for that grant,
yeah.
And we're now beginning with the RFP process.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Monica did a great job on that. She developed a great rapport with those folks, and so we're very happy with her.
Great. Thank you.
I just have a quick question. I know Bill is in the process of doing some number crunching on some extensive landscaping projects. Once we get those numbers, would we go back then and the capital improvements budget and then revise those potentially, or how does that work?
Well, it depends what he comes up with. If he's able to do it with his staff, it won't be too much of a budget hit. But if there's purchasing of more than we have in the budget, we'd have to go back and look at it, of course. I don't know, I'm actually sure. Bill, did you have any other things you'd like to?
No, that's correct. I think trying to in house staff without using CIP funds.
And when you buy plants, I mean, they're usually not capital, they're expense.
Okay.
Okay, if there aren't any more questions, I'm going to move to page 42, which is Zone 9. Zone 9, I estimated for the revenue just a very small increase in the revenue. I'm in the process of getting the engineering report done with Irwin. It should be done shortly, but I think the revenue is probably okay there. As I mentioned it down on the expense side, count 7,000. In previous years, we had budgeted $61K for salary. This next year, we were forecasting that's going to go down by approximately $19K to $42K. The offset is unfortunately going to zone 8, but we need more work over in zone 8. Again, that's our internal landscape staff. Coming down to the expenses, zone 9 is fairly small. There's not a whole lot of expenses there. Just flip on over to the next page. Again, some of the landscape maintenance, we do have a budget for that, so if Bill's able to use it, that's account 7440. That's a lot of the tree maintenance goes there. And the other big cost besides the facility maintenance and the salary is the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And with the water, I'm increasing the water a little bit. Not much to report on zone 9. Any questions? We currently do not have any capital improvement budgets for zone 9. Knowing this, we will probably have a carryover of the implementation or the installation of the play structure. But that's not forecasted in here because that'll just be from this year to put in the next year. All right, if you'd like to go to the capital listing on page 48, I want to scan through that. If you have any questions for me, I'll read them all off. You guys have, we've kind of socialized this, and this is a 5-year plan.
I'd just like to make a comment. This is I have no issue with any project here. I think they're all great. It's pretty aggressive, though. And so I just want to make sure that, you know, staff's wound up for this. We've got our consultants lined up because it's going to take a lot of work.
Yes.
You know, with our small staff and a big projects here. Anyway, I look forward to all being completed.
Hearing no public comment, I'll close public comment on that and bring it back to the board for any final comments.
Well, I would like to say thank you very much. I think the whole process went very smoothly here. Consistency on each of the reviews built upon the previous, so it's been a good experience and very thorough. Thank you.
I'd also like to comment that this is an excellent report. We've done an excellent presentation. Easy to read, very understandable. No major questions from the board, so that's an indication you did a fantastic job, you and the rest of the staff.
Thank you. And my staff, too.
Yeah. Okay. There's no formal action on this particular item, so we're going to close that presentation. Do I have any comments from the board on future agenda items? Seeing none, 7:33, we're going to close the meeting.